You see in Shas, and you look throughout Shas, you see sometimes the Chachamim with their Talmidim, whoa, fire, fire, you see. Sometimes they give it to them on the head. And you don't see the Talmidim wussing or, you know, cowering or going off the derech. They know how to take it. They know how to take it. Huh?
Even your shul.
Depends. Even some B'nai Torah can't handle it. The Rebbe told me this. Okay, forget it. I'm going off the derech. You know what I'm talking about? Look in Shas. Look. That wasn't because anybody was harsh with him. Huh? Huh? Yoshua ben Perachiah wasn't harsh with Yeshu. He was just in the middle of Kriyat Shema. Well, he didn't accept him. And then he was in the middle of Kriyat Shema, whatever. But he didn't speak to him. Originally, he did it. Originally, he spoke to him harshly. He said, that's what you're talking about? Because he was minuval. He spoke bederech shel pritzut. He spoke, that's how you talk to a Rebbe? That's how you talk to a Talmud Chacham, especially a Rebbe? Let me tell you something. This is Musar. Not from the Or Letzion, but from the... Or Meir Gabriel. So let me. Yeah. Let me tell you another thing, another interesting thing. I think that's redundant, but. Okay, we'll figure something out. Anyway, I'm still working on the name for the Sefer. By the way, people do it the other way, it's wrong. First, write the Sefer, and afterwards, deal with the name, the Gematriaot, and what sounds cute. Now. You know, when I was a kid, I was mechunach. Any Talmid Chacham you're speaking to, any Rav, any Rebbe, especially a Rebbe of yours, you have to have a yirat kavod. You have to speak b'derech shel kavod. Mamash, a kavod and a yirah. Revere your Rebbeim. Not your Rebbe's supposed to, you're supposed to have friendly, you know, a friendly relationship with your Rebbe, but your Rebbe's not your friend. Tell you a story, and then I'll tell you something that happened this morning. One of the major patron of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, his name is Rabbi Avram Fruchthandler. He's a Gvir Atzum, Baal Chesed, Gadol Meod Meod. Famous story. Once, the Reshiva, the previous Reshiva, Rav Aaron Schechter, Alav Shalom, the Reshiva of Chaim Berlin, so one Shabbat he wasn't feeling well. So Avram Fruchthandler went to go do Bikur Cholim. By the Reshiva, he went to his house and whatever. And he went over to him. I don't know, whatever it was. He went over to the Reshiva. And he went like this to him. Just, you know, how's the Reshiva feeling, whatever. He went over to him and he touched him on the arm. So the Reshiva said, fine, Nakol B'Sed, whatever. Shabbat Shalom, that was that. Motzei Shabbat, the Reshiva calls over Avram Fruchthandler. He calls him over. And he says, I just want you to know one thing. We're not friends. And then he let him go. Do you understand the depth of that story? This is the patron of his entire yeshiva. Single-handedly supports the yeshiva and all of its satellites and everything. The biggest donor. And he told him, "Bederech shel emet." But we're not friends. Remember that. And he took it. And he, first of all, it's classic. Not every gadol would do that, but that was very classic for a baron. But do you understand what he told them? When you're friends, you go like this, you know, whatever. We're friends. I'm just saying, but you have what I'm saying? We're friends. But I'm just saying, he's also much older. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Somebody asked the Shaila this morning on one of my forums, which are manned for free. And whatever, I gave a certain answer. I usually don't answer. I let the Talmidim usually answer and take care of it, whatever. I happen to have been up early, so I answered the question. Some guy sends me a direct reply. Okay. Bezeh alashon. He, what do you call it when you reply to, he tagged? No, yeah, to my response. Answer is not clear. There are two questions. Yes, you can use the beans, or yes, if it falls up. There are over 600 people on the chat. And it's important people understand and share with their children correct halacha. Sir, yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Was it an older man or a young guy?
Probably an older man.
Rom Shani. Nope. Even if the point was good, which I don't believe it is, because I think it was quite clear, I'm not here to give Shir Klalis via WhatsApp. I'm saying, I'm not a WhatsApp or Shiva or Rosh Kailu. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to give Shir Klalis via WhatsApp. If I was writing a tshuva, so I'd say that, I understand. What is a tshuva? It was a short, quick psak halacha. It was quite clear. And even if he had a point, not kvod harav, not Rebbe, not shalom, good morning. Hope all is well. Dot. Answer is not clear. They're saying, whoa. Do I work for you? Do I know you? That you're giving me orders? This is a continuum of what we were speaking about last night. Derech Eretz defines the man. It's not what you know or how much you know. It's how well you incorporate what and how much you know and use it to refine yourself to become a better mensch. That's life. Because sometimes a person's Torah can be external. If you take Shas and Rambam and Poskim and Shulchan Aruch and the Mesivta, the whole set, and you load it onto a Chamor, that doesn't make the Chamor a Gdolador. It just makes him carrying Sfarim. Hamor nose Sfarim. In life, being a Talmid Chacham is very, very different than a Hamor nose Sfarim. Don't carry the Torah. Let the Torah fuel you from the inside, not from the outside. Imbibe it. When you learn Torah, every time you do it, whether it's Musar, whether it's Masechet Betzah, whether it's Halacha, whether it's Kabbalah, whatever it is that you're learning, close your eyes and let it penetrate. Let it, like David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Perek Mem, V'Torah Techa B'Toch Me'ay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let your Torah penetrate, literally, my kishkes, my innards. You know why? Because that's where it has to go. Don't leave the Torah on the shelf and just an intellectual pursuit. The Torah is not intellectual gymnastics. The Torah is Torah Temet. It's a fire. You know what a fire does to precious metals? It melts it and refines it. The neshama is precious. But because it's in a body, it becomes crude. You know what you need to do to crude materials? Metals, oils, whatever, in order to make it chashuv enough to sell, what do you have to do? Refine. You know what the refinery is for the neshama? That's the Torah Kedusha. A fire can burn, fire can destroy, and fire can refine. If you use the Torah correctly, the fire of the Torah becomes a refinery. If you use the Torah incorrectly, it will consume you and burn you down to ash. As the Gemara says, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Pechet, the Gemara says, Meforash, Lamayminim ba, Sama de Chaye, Lamasmilim ba, Sama de Mota. The Torah is an elixir, an antidote, or the most toxic poison in the world. Depends how you use it. Same Torah. You use it wisely, you internalize it, you become a mensch, antidote, refinery. You use it incorrectly, shelo l'shem shamayim, and you twist it, and don't use it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended, poison, you'll die. Yom Tov, Shabbat Shalom.